Getting a look at what growers say that they will plant. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today, with Lance Honig of the National Agriculture Statistics Service.
The prospective planting report typically includes upwards of 20 different crops, everything from corn and soybeans that everybody tends to think of first, to some of the minor oil seed crops, barley, oats, wheat, sorghum, rice. The list really goes on and on because we're trying to paint as complete a picture of what's going to happen all across the landscape this season as we possibly can. And interestingly enough, even though we're asking producers what their plans are, even before they necessarily get into the fields, we find that historically, what they tell us they intend to do now turns out to be pretty close to what they actually plant at the end of the season, barring any major weather events that would happen between now and planting time. We know there's a lot of things that can impact their decisions still. Biggest impact is probably weather, where we've seen in the past years with major, say, rain events during planting season, you might have to alter some plants. But again, history says unless something major happens, these numbers are pretty close at the end of the season. We survey about 74,000 farmers, and we ask them over the course of about 2 weeks in early March, what are your plans? How many acres of the various crops do you intend to plant this year?
Pretty solid action plan on the part of the USDA. I'm David Sparks, proud to be producing this program in association with the Ag Information Network.